When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker. Or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
tang,
the
tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be jumping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop.
Stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Cálmate un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Did you watch Paper? Let me just say a couple things.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I was surprised that Sami Zayn beat Braun Breaker.
Right.
Okay. But if you watch Raw, that they continue, you know, it's not the burial of Braun Breaker. Okay.
Right.
I was not surprised.
Disco, I didn't see it. How'd they format that match? Did Sami just get one on him at the end, like a small package, or did they make it kind of 50-50?
Well, no, Braun looked good. They both looked good.
Okay.
They both looked good. So there were some creative spots. I saw highlights of the men's Money in the Bank. I knew Drew was going to win, but, there was actually a very creative spot near the end. Jey Uso is up on the top of the ladder getting ready to grab the thing and is on the mat. And dude, he takes the ladder and fires it like a missile, like a javelin up of Jey Uso. Hits him. It was very perfectly done execution wise, but it
like
could have
a nut
disaster.
Shot?
Huh? A what now?
Was it like a nut shot with the ladder?
No, he has a ladder. And he's taking that ladder, and he throws the ladder like a missile.
Yeah, like
up into Jey Uso, like knocks you, hits Jey Uso like up on the head and knocks him off the thing.
Wow,
it was a really good like looking. I was like wow, that's like a stunt. It's like literally like a stunt man should have been doing that.
You know? So Drew won. And the only other match that I the two matches I brought, there was a spot in the, at the end of the Rollins and Rollins and what's his name? Rollins and Priest. Okay. And Rollins hit him with his own kind of suplex like Falcon Arrow thing where he sits out, right? And Priest didn't kick out.
Yeah.
Okay. And the ref counted 1-2 and stopped the count and said 2, even though Priest was motionless and flat on his back, right? And I watched it back, and everybody was wondering, like, well, wow, why didn't he kick out of the thing? Bro, the spot was is Priest picks up Rollins for the Falcon Arrow. Rollins need Priest in the head to break the hold. Okay, like him in need of the head because he's upside down. He like needs him upside down the head, and he goes behind him, turns him around, and gives him the gimmick and finish. I'm wondering if the knee knocked him silly. Because he beat him right in the head from you know, Joe, see if you can also, find that spot.
Yeah. But also, I thought, and see, you think about this, that it was supposed to be 1-2 Drew's music hits, or because Drew was
maybe, or maybe, yeah. But however,
they fucked up.
He didn't kick out, and the referee just stopped the count, and Drew was still laying there, or Damien was still, Priest was still laying there, right? So I'm just wondering if that knee knocked him silly. Could have happened. So then what happens? So Drew comes out. They hit his music and he comes down and he says, I'm going to cash in. The announcers covered say it's a three-way now because there hasn't been a pin. Drew has inserted himself into the match. Now, because it's a three-way, it's no disqualification. So Punk comes out of nowhere and just beats the piss out of Drew because it's a three-way. It's no DQ. And Priest ends up beating Drew. Seth had been taken out earlier. Now Seth gets up after the match and Punk's sitting on the desk. Now Seth is pissed at Punk because the stip of the match was as long as Priest is a champion, Seth doesn't get another shot.
Yeah.
So he's like that. So it's this very clever way to get all these guys to get beef with each other. You know, so it was very good booking. But the execution was because he didn't kick out. It was hard that they didn't even address it, because remember they addressed the thing with Gunther. When Orton's shoulders weren't down and stuff. Remember, they made that a big deal out of it. When Goodwin was an obvious mistake, right?
Here's an article about it that's also going to tell you what Hunter said after the show. It says, before McIntyre cashed in the contract, Rollins pinned Priest after hitting him with a Falcon Arrow, to which the latter was supposed to kick out. However, referee Rob Zapata stopped counting at 2 despite Priest not making any sort of movement and ruled that he had kicked out. So Triple H said, human beings in a ring, mistakes happen, things happen, it is what it is. And, for me now, looking at that, if that was something I was involved in as a talent, I don't care how good the rest of it was. That would be all I would think about. It's a shame that all people will talk about and all people will hit Damian Priest with, while he had a phenomenal performance tonight, a bunch of people will attack that, criticize that, and comment on that.
Yeah, it's true, because they very rarely make mistakes on that show.
And here's exactly what you said. Several suggestions have been floated as to why it occurred, with some suggesting McIntyre's entry music was supposed to interrupt the count, but a production error stopped that. Others claim Priest was disoriented and therefore missed his kickout.
So. Yeah, he's disoriented because the breakup of the original suplex was him kneeing him in the head. And that could absolutely, bro, you could knee, even if it's a short knee, you knee square the head, it's like, you know, boom, right? I would suggest that's what happened. That would be my guess. So then in the sixth man, they made Solo look really good. They made Jacob Fatu look really good. They made Solo look really good, and they pinned Cody, which you was expected. And they stood Cody face down in the middle of the ring after the show in the Bloodline all three. So watch this.
Went for the Falcon Arrow, Priest.
Oh, so he does it to him. Now watch. Cool.
Rollins counters.
See? He need him in the head, and they gave it to him.
Seth got it now.
Because Priest need him to reverse it. Then I didn't even notice that. So Priest needs him to break it up. Then Rollins needs him to break it up. Boom. And I'm wondering if that knee like knocked him silly.
But you can see them conversing too, like, what the fuck was that kind of thing? Like, where is he?
I think they're waiting for waiting for the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a very rarely do they make errors like that, but it was a big error. So that was that was my thoughts on the show. It was just progression of storyline. Nothing really stood out. All the finishes were kind of expected for the pay-per-view.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available at 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. If you like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here. And I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera. But at the same time, it's a habit, you know. So I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches. And actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive. And if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it. And it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified, so no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
Did you watch Raw?
Yeah.
So let's talk about Raw. Raw opens up with Punk coming out. He acknowledged John Cena retiring. He said he was then going to turn his focus to Drew McIntyre. Pull up the other chart, Joe. I don't like that one.
I only look at that because it gives me the total.
Okay, what was the numbers here? So the opening segment was Punk. I needed 1.93 to like 1.89, 1. Yeah. So Punk said he was tempted to look on the ring for McIntyre, but he got himself suspended. And Punk pointed to the big screen of Matt McIntyre snapping on at the post-show and hitting General Manager Adam Pearce in the head with an elbow, so he gets suspended. Punk said the ratings took a dip because McIntyre was on television, and Punk said he's been trying to teach McIntyre the lesson there are consequences for his actions. Punk said McIntyre should not be surprised he picked a fight with him and he fought back. Punk called it, saying that McIntyre will never be champion again as long as he has air in his lungs. Promise fulfilled, Punk said. Then Punk noted that he wants to get his hands on McIntyre and he can't do that if he's suspended. Punk said he was fined $25,000 for his actions, Money in the Bank, said the keyboard warrior McIntyre was fined $50,000. Then Punk asked Jack Tunney or Adam Pearce to lift the suspension and called for Pearce to come out, but said Seth Rollins comes out. Punk sat on the broadcast table and put on Maxie's headsets for a brief chat with Cole, and then Rollins came to the ring and said, so let me get this straight. Now you want to sit on the sidelines? Rollins said he knows Punk loves the spotlight, encouraged him to get in the ring with him before questioning whether Punk was afraid he would kick his ass. Punk recalled warning Rollins that last time they spoke, he warned Rollins that the only time he would let him speak disrespectfully to him, he warned Rollins to watch what he said. Rollins asked Punk why the saying actions have consequences applies to everyone in Punk's life but Punk. Rollins questioned why Punk stuck his nose in his business after he warned him not to. It's like, your business, Punk asked? Punk said he was handling his own business. Punk assumed that Rollins would be more understanding given that he's a wife and a daughter, and then Punk brought up McIntyre wearing the bracelet with Punk's wife and dog's name on it. Punk said that if somehow someone screwed up Rollins being the world champion or whatever your little pipe dream is, Rollins took offense to that. And Punk said he was trying to apologize legitimately. I'm sorry. I apologize, Punk said. I didn't mean to screw anything up for you. I'm a little snowblind with rage right now and I have a singular focus. I understand you do too, and I'm sorry. Punk added that because it was Rollins, he couldn't be that sorry. Said he always has an answer. Rollins called it gaslighting. Rollins called Punk the king of propaganda and said he's the dumbest smart guy he's ever met in his life. Rollins said Punk hasn't figured out the world does not revolve around him, and said Punk could be a selfish bastard and burn bridges anywhere else. Rollins said he's let it slide because he's above Punk. Then Rollins said he was willing to let Punk's selfishness slide until he cost him the World Heavyweight Championship. Then Rollins said becoming champion isn't a pipe dream. He said Punk took it from him and now will take it from Punk. Rollins said he could take a cheap shot at Punk, but he knows his fragile little body isn't 100%. Then Rollins said Punk wouldn't he be able to say McIntyre's name once he's cleared before Rollins snaps his arm and puts him back on the shelf. Actions have consequences, Rollins said before dropping the mic and leaving the ring. What'd you think of this?
I thought it was good. I mean, obviously his whole thing was actions have consequences, right? Mm-hmm. Ever since Drew injured CM Punk, where was it, at the Royal Rumble?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Punk basically said that, you know, Drew would never be champion as long as he was alive or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And Money in the Bank was payback time. He effed McIntyre, which he also effed him in Castle or whatever. Clash at the Castle, you know, and now he ruined in his fucking cash-in attempt. Seth Rollins, and this is very logical, Seth Rollins is mad because of Punk's attack on Drew. Damian Priest kept the world title, which meant he couldn't challenge for it anymore, as you alluded to before. To me, this is good logical storytelling, you know?
Let me tell you another thing about it, too, which I find there's a lot of nuance to this conversation, but it's all based on actions that have happened to both of the characters, right?
Right.
Bro, remember 2-3 years ago, or maybe, you know, when all the promos sounded very scripted, right? Like they were reciting lines. Bro, this doesn't even look like two guys that were reading like a scripted promo.
Mike.
This is just two guys that are so know exactly what their characters are doing.
Mike, they probably just give them bullet points
they would say. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I would say, you know, based on what's happening here. And if you say this to me, I'm going to say this back. And it's just very, it almost seems like they're ad-libbing a little bit out there.
Right.
You know, so
do you know any of that for a fact, Conan? Has anyone that you talked to been explained to you like, yeah, it's way more open now? It's not a script. It's just this and that. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, it is.
For some guys, not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I think the guys that they have confidence in, they let them do their shit. And the guys they don't, they write it. So you can tell, bro, just listen.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, like they always give Ray really whack shit.
Right.
This was a good promo because if you remember, before there was a Drew and a Punk, it was Seth and Punk, remember?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Seth didn't want him to be there at all. So they're just reigniting what they had before. Yep. And this is great because once Punk and McIntyre are done, you've got a fresh Seth waiting on the way. I mean, everything is being set up so well. And I thought it was funny before Punk could mention it that that Rollins said, I'm above you and I'm not just talking about the heels. Right. I popped at that.
Yeah. So next is Dom backstage is Adam Pearce. They didn't want to team with Liv. He said, well, he's called him sticking his nose in the last few Women's World Championship matches and told him the tag match was on. Then Liv showed up and said she felt bad about what happened last week, wanted to make it up to him by helping him show who the real daddy of the Mysterio family is. And Dom said, fine, but she better make sure they win. And she said, we need to go talk our strategy. All right. So then Jey Uso and Chad Gable have a match that's interrupted by the dark lights going out and the Wyatt Six come out and the smoke comes out and the girl comes out and leaves a present on the table again. And Jey Uso was like, I'm getting out of here. And he did the thing where he looks at the camera and goes, yeet. Like,
that
you know,
was
like exit stage right. He ran away. Gable ran away. And they left a videotape.
I like how everybody sells, you know, when she shows up, which is good.
Sheamus told Jackie Redman backstage that what they watched was weird. Redman said they hope to get clarification what's in the box. like everybody doesn't know it's a VCR tape. So she congratulates Sheamus on 15 years in the business. And then Bronson Reed showed up and said they shouldn't be celebrating Sheamus' anniversary when he lost. Reed said he was the one with the match and called himself the future. And Sheamus said if Reed hadn't watched his career for the last 15 years, then he should know what happens when you interrupt him. Reed said he would fight Sheamus, but not tonight. And Reed said Sheamus could watch what he does to his mate Pete Dunne. So I thought that was interesting.
Let me just say this. On the graphic, okay, when they introduced Bronson Reed, mm-hmm. did you see what name they gave him?
Big Bronson Reed?
Dude, I mean, really?
Yeah, that's what they call him, Bronson Reed. He's big.
Okay, yeah, we know he's big. You don't put Big Bronson. It's like Big Bill. It's,
well, that's like maybe they're going to start changing his name to BBR.
What
was that goofy nickname they were giving Keith Lee? Bearcat? Bearcat, right?
I'm not. Was think
he
it was Bearcat
Keith Lee for a minute? I think he was. Look that up, Joe.
Yeah.
Keith
Bearcat Lee. Yeah.
There's still some nerdy creative people there, right? So, So they do Bronson Reed versus Pete.
Like, you know what Nikki Cross's name is? I've read this the other day for the first time.
No.
Abby the Witch.
Oh my God. So Bronson Reed is beating up
Big Bronson Reed.
Big Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
He beats him with the splash. Dunn got a little bit of offense, but this was basically selling.
Right. Who thought Pete Dunn was going to beat him? But here's the problem with Bronson Reed, bro. And they used to do this a lot. They don't do it as much anymore, but he's the victim of stop, start, stop, start. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Same thing Ricochet was a victim of and others.
Right. So afterwards, he was going to do another finish on Pete Dunne to make him, because he's got heat with Sheamus.
Right.
Sheamus comes out, makes a save, and then Sheamus goes to hug Dunne for saving him. Dunne don't want anything to do with it because, he left the Brutes. So
I like that because I didn't expect it. And WWE does that a lot lately. Like, they're making you pay attention.
Right. So what's next here? Damian Priest was talking with Finn and those guys, and Seth showed up and said he wanted to talk. And basically, Seth have a make a deal where Priest is going to be a fighting champion. He's going to waive that that stipulation where he doesn't get another title shot. Which kind of like I don't know. He kind of just gave it right back after me. I guess Priest has to do like a lot of babyface things here if he's going to be fighting Gunther because they want Gunther to be the heel. Right. But you don't want to do a heel versus heel for SummerSlam. So I'm looking for maybe a Priest turn here before that match, maybe even with the Judgment Day and stuff. Like, we could be something culminating with Priest and these guys. You think so?
Could be, man. They've been doing a lot of stuff that you don't expect, and I like that.
Right. Oh, by the way, Priest said I have to take a call at the end of this segment.
Right.
So he's getting a phone call, right? They shouldn't have done that, to be honest with you, based on what happened later.
Bro, let me tell you the worst thing they did. And I don't know if you noticed this. And they should have done this after what happened in the main event. Mm-hmm. They showed a graphic of a fan fest, right? Mm-hmm. And Rhea Ripley's face was on it.
Right.
Bro, they should not have done that before she came out.
Right.
Because out of sight, out of mind. And when I saw that, I thought, okay, that's the person on the phone call. Plus, if you remember, later on in the thing, he said, there's a surprise for Dominic, but I'm not going to tell him yet.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah. They're alluding to it. Maybe they were alluding to it because they wanted to tease that she was coming back for the number.
Maybe.
You know?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Conan and Joe, I got a question for the both of you.
What's up?
Is crotch discomfort hurting your game?
Things get a little swampy during the summertime, yeah.
Well, fear no more. Yeah, the Kings of Crotch Comfort, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, and flexible. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the Royal Ball Throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0 for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for the chilling. They even trademarked the Jewel Pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time you invest in your family jewels, so let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using our code K100 at manscaped.com. So I don't know if anybody's gotten our Manscaped products before, but we use these, and let's say, for instance, you're on a date and your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear. It's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. This is thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's the best electric trimmer for below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof, used in the shower, and also has a 4000K LED spotlight you need a more precise shave. Beyond ball cleaning, Manscaped is focused on ball comforting with the new Boxers 2.0. Boost confidence everywhere you are, knowing you're wearing the absolute best pack for your sack. These boxers are a game changer, and the features include the Jewel Pouch, which is a pouch designed to cradle your boys in their own little special place, lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well ventilated. Is this heaven on earth? Well, it might not be, but it's probably more like heaven on girth. The micromodal fabric is buttery soft and breathable, keeping your cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut, especially in the summer, these moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. The tagless waistband hugs your body without digging in, and it lays flat against your skin to reduce chafing. The front fly opening gives easy access and makes bathroom breaks quick and efficient. Multiple ways for entry and passage for your package. You can even choose from an arrangement of designs and colors and sizes ranging from small to 3XL for all of my guys out there. From El Jefe to Nighthawk, your boys will be in the right hands. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband as a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it, especially in the heat during the summertime. So let's get 20% off plus free shipping with these comfortable boxers at Manscaped with our code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code K100. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
Bro, this is incredible. The underwear are very soft. What would be the word that I'm trying to use?
Very comfortable.
You get a leather pouch that you can take on the road with you. It's aerodynamic. It's got a light on it. So if you want to use it in the night, waterproof. And even though they don't market it for this, you can use it on your hair. You can use it on your face. You can use it on your arms. You can use it under your arms. I mean, it's incredible because everybody shaves except German women. And so, I mean, it's just an incredible product that we all use here. Our boys, Rey Mysterio and Dominic, use it. We hooked them up with that. And this is something that we literally use every single day. It also comes with like a nose trimmer, an ear trimmer, a ball deodorant, thing for your feet, cologne. I mean, they've hooked you up. Make sure to stay groomed, stay clean for the other significant in your life. Right before a job interview or something like that, get all your grooming needs at Manscaped. Boom.
Lyra Valkyria makes her entrance. But so they do damage control against Lyra Valkyria, Katana Chance, and Caden Carter. So damage control wins the match. Okay. After the match, Sonya Deville, Shayna Baszler, and Zoe Stark hit the ring and attacked the damage control trio. Then Baszler and Deville held Sky while Stark said Sky cost her everything. And Stark threw a kick at Sky, and Stark tossed Sky in the air, and then Baszler hit her with a knee strike. And Deville hit her advocate move on Sky and then stood tall with Baszler to Stark. Let me give you Pal's POV on this, okay? Because I disagree. Heel-on-heel violence? I like the idea of putting Deville with Baszler Stark. Deville is a strong talker who can carry the mic work for the trio, and of course it remains to be seen whether we push consistently or end up trading wins and losses with the rest of the women's undercard wrestlers. I don't think the dynamic... I don't even look... Like, in this angle, I don't look as the damage control as the heels. They're all undersized, and all the other girls are like built well and like bigger. This looks like a typical bully angle.
No, they're heels. They're heels.
You think so? Damage
control?
Yeah,
I know so.
They're going to turn them, though.
They act like heels. They've been heels.
They're going to be baby faces in this, though, because the other girls are bigger, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably not wrong. I'm never wrong. Do you think I'm ever wrong, Conan?
Most of the time. Yeah.
Joe, would you say, how often do you think I'm wrong, Joe? Percentage wise,
26%.
That's bullshit. You're suspended.
No more fun of any kind.
So Rey Mysterio and Zelina got another, they're in their locker room. They got a promo this time. Vega said she would be the women's world champion if it wasn't for Dom. So the Dom and Liv are a hot mess. Rey said they need to put an end to the story and shut up Dom and Liv. Then Jackie Redmond spoke with Deville, Baszler, Stark, while Chad Gable was chatting with the Creed brothers in the background and Ivy Nile. And Deville said they just sent a message to the locker room about who runs the division. Stark said the other women can't lace their boots.
DeVille's just been trying to make Baszler or Starks the killers that they can be. And she said what happened was a warning shot to the entire division. Oh, so then they – okay, so then these girls show up on the Raw. I missed this. So then Alba Fire and Isla Dawn show up. And said they run the division as long as they have the belts. What did you think of this, Conan? Tumbleweeds wrapped in a
– 100%. Yeah. Crickets inside of tumbleweeds inside of a soundproof booth. Yeah.
Right.
Let me just say this. That was the lowest rated segment, by the way, right?
Yeah, because they're not over.
Right. Nobody cares about them. Why are you putting them on so late on the show?
They're trying to make them care about them, but they're not doing any character development.
Right. Plus, it's they don't have like I'll give you an example. I was glad because Shayna and the other girl, Zoe Starks, they're really good in the ring, but they don't really have a lot of personality, and they're definitely not good on the mic. Sonya Deville adds that missing element, so I like that. You know, Katana and the other one, they're boring. They're not entertaining. They always lose. What is there to root for them or even, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So next is the main event, and basically the finishing sequence is Ray placed Dom on the top turnbuckle and soon the top rope behind him. Morgan slid a chair inside the ring and then took out Ray while the referee was clearing the chair from the ring. Then Dom hit Ray with a top rope frog splash and pinned him, and Cole said it was the first time Dom had pinned his father. Then Dom acted very excited after the match, and they hugged, but then Dom pulled back. Then Morgan jumped on him. They fell on top of her, and they were verged like they were getting ready to kiss each other when Rhea's music hits. The place went crazy. Morgan's jaw dropped, and she just ran away. Then Ripley entered the ring where Dom had his head hung low, and she used her finger to raise Dom's head so that Dom was looking in her eye. Mommy's back, Ripley said. Then Dom opened his arms for a hug, and the show went off the air. So it was a big teaser at the end.
Well, not only did she go for a hug, he left them standing and left.
Right, right.
So at first I was like, why are you hugging her? But then the guy goes, this is the first time he ever beat his dad. So it made sense. You know, he's right. So excited he finally beat him. He hugged her. Right. You know, and what are you supposed to do when a hot girl's on top of you and about to kiss you? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was a good little piece of business there at the end. But the show to me, it was the Punk thing was good, and this was good. The Judgment Day is, brother, it's like the whole show is the Judgment Day storylines,
and all their stuff is really good.
Yeah, yeah. So I give it. I'm going to give this show 3.5 stars. Are you going to rate the show with stars, Conan?
Nah, I don't. Right. I just thought it was a good show.
So that's been the Raw review.
Yo, support K100 and check BetOnline. Boom.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like the best versions of themselves. But sometimes, thoughts and stress and fatigue can get in the way of our bedroom performance, or it could be that we feel we want to reach our full potential. And whether you're happy or unhappy with your work in the bedroom, why not perform even better? But what are the options? Sketchy gas station pills or prescription drugs with a long line of side effects? That's where the newest K100 sponsor, Joy Mode, comes in. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is all natural and science-backed, and it works to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and overall performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. It comes in a palm-sized packet, like energy or electrolyte powders you've probably seen used before. Just stir it into water 45 minutes before sexual activity, it's not a long time, and watch the magic unfold. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, but it also supports your overall health in the following ways: blood pressure, cardio health, athletic performance, and more. Even on days when you're not having sex, the Sexual Performance Health Booster can still be taken to boost your nitric oxide, which increases blood flow circulation and strengthens your erection long term. The 30-pack of their SPB is the perfect one-month supply, and it can easily fit into your wallet to take with you on the go. Improve and support your overall quality of life, heart health, and bedroom performance by going to usejoymode.com and using the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. With over 1 million packets taken, that's a lot, men across the nation have turned to JoyMode. So once again, go to usjoymode.com, that's usejoymode.com, and get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code K100, that's K100 at checkout. That's code K100 at usejoymode.com for 20% off and free shipping. Great sex solved naturally. Joe, I'm sure you're a big fan of this. Could you tell us about your experiences with Joy Mode?
I got mine about a week ago, and I use a little packet, throw it in water every morning. And, you know, I'm going to be 43 years old, and I feel like I'm 25, man. I got a lot of energy. My focus, thankfully, is up. And, yeah, sexual energy, as I'm sure all the listeners wanted to hear me say those terms, is way up. So, yeah, my wife's kind of in the, again kind of mood, you know, so.
The worst thing you can do is leave your partner or your date unsatisfied. This gets the job done. And you will always leave them satisfied. Get your sexual enhancement powder.
Usejoymode.com.
Usejoymode.com. Boom.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.